In this tutorial, we will review the PQRS and ePrescribe reporting pop-ups that you will notice appear in several different areas in MedEnt. As a provider, when you have completed your setup to report for PQRS and ePrescribing from within MedEnt, the system will automatically begin to display reporting pop-ups when the patients you are working with meet all of the criteria to report for the measures you selected. The MedEnt system automatically gathers data from the patient's chart and current visit to determine if the combined information meets the criteria for any of the provider's reporting measures. The MedEnt system automatically gathers data from the patient's chart and current visit to determine if the combined information meets the criteria for any of the provider's reporting measures. The pop-up notifications will present all of the possible reporting codes that could be. The pop-up notifications will present all of the po. The pop-up notifications will present all of the possible reporting codes that could be used to satisfy the measure that is being reported. The progress note is the first area of MedEnt where you will notice the PQRS and ePrescribe reporting pop-ups appear. At the progress note, when you have completed your examination, you can begin entering the diagnosis and CPT codes. Click over the diagnosis selection button and use the search box in the bottom left corner of the screen to find the diagnosis codes that are needed. When the correct diagnosis codes are chosen, they will appear in the selected. When the correct diagnosis codes are chosen, they will appear in the selected diagnosis field. Click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen to. Click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen to add the selected codes to the progress note. Back in the progress note, enter the corresponding CPT codes by clicking over the CPT selection button. Back in the progress note, enter in the corresponding CPT codes by clicking over the CPT selection button. When the CPT codes have been entered, back in the progress note, enter in the corresponding CPT codes by clicking over the CPT selection button. When the CPT codes have been entered, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen. When the CPT codes have been entered, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen. When the CPT codes have been entered, click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the screen. When you return to the progress note, if the diagnosis code and CPT code meet the criteria for a measure that you are reporting for, the reporting measure pop-up will appear. When you return to the progress note, if the diagnosis code and CPT code. When you return to the progress note, if the diagnosis code or the CPT code. When you return to the progress note, if a diagnosis code or CPT code. When you return to the progress note, if a diagnosis. When you return to the progress note, if a diagnosis code or a CPT code meet the criteria for a measure that you are reporting for, the reporting measure pop-up will appear. At the top of the pop-up window, the measure number and title will be displayed, along with your doctor number and the date of service. At the top of the pop-up window, the measure number and title will be displayed, along with your doctor number and date of service. In each measures pop-up, there will be a list of possible responses that you can choose from to report for that patient. Please note that when you select a response that contains a CPT or G code, and a modifier, the system will automatically add both the code and the modifier to the patient's claim. Some of the quantitative measure pop-ups will contain relevant information that will help the provider select the appropriate response. This feature is not available for all measures. However, disease management formulas can be included on the bottom of any reporting pop-ups. The formula that is added should provide a result that will be useful when answering the measure. To have a DM formula created or to link a current formula to a reporting pop-up, please contact Disease Management Support. Please note that all disease management formulas can also be displayed on the MedEnt sidebar. Using the sidebar's hammer and wrench icon. For more information on your sidebar setup, please see the Bookmark Toolbar and Sidebar Overview video tutorial. When there is a disease management formula that is highlighted in red, it indicates that the patient is due or overdue for the measure that is being tracked. If there are no recent results available for the patient, or there is no DM formula associated with the reporting measure, you can always click on the patient chart. You can always click on the patient chart link at the top of the pop-up. If there are no recent results available for the patient, or there is no DM formula associated with the reporting, you can always click on the patient chart link at the top of the pop-up. This link will access the patient's chart so that you can review any information that is needed to properly respond to the measure. After you have reviewed the patient's chart, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and you will return to the previous screen to select the appropriate response. If you are unable to select a response for the measure at the current time, you will be able to bypass the pop-up by clicking the back button in the top left corner. If you are set up to report for electronic prescribing, the e-prescribing pop-up will appear in sequence with the PQRS reporting pop-ups. There are only two responses for the electronic prescribing reporting measure. The G8553 code should only be selected if you electronically prescribed one or more medications for the current visit. MedEnt has created the internal NORPT code as a satisfactory response to the pop-up. If you did not e-prescribe a medication for the visit. The NORPT code will appear in the eSuperBill for internal documentation purposes, but it will never appear. The NORPT code will appear in the eSuperBill for internal documentation purposes, but it will never be displayed on the final claim. As a provider, you should select the NORPT code. You should select the NORPT response if no medication was prescribed or if the prescription was sent in some other way, such as printing or faxing. You will notice that all of the medications that are prescribed during the visit will be listed and color-coded according to the prescription mode at the bottom of the pop-up. Medications highlighted in green indicate that they were electronically prescribed. A A reporting pop-up will not appear until all of the specific measures criteria has been included for the patient's visit. This means that if the provider does not enter the diagnosis or CPT codes at the progress note, but the measures criteria requires one of these codes, the reporting pop-up will not appear until the codes are entered. If the CPT and diagnosis codes are entered at the e-super bill, upon exiting the super bill, any of the applicable measure pop-ups will appear. As was in the progress note, you should answer the reporting pop-ups appropriately by selecting one response for each measure and use the patient chart link. If you are unable to answer the measure, you can click the back button in the top left corner to temporarily bypass the pop-up. The final place that you will see the reporting pop-ups appear is the charge entry screen. Please note that all PQRS and e-prescribing measure pop-ups should be answered by the provider or through the advice of the provider. If the measures have not been answered at the progress note or the e-super bill, then they will need to be answered in charge entry. After you have filled in the information needed at charge end, after you have filled in the information, after you have filled in the information needed at charge entry, when you click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, any pop-up that still needs to be reported will appear. After you have filled in the information needed at charge entry, when you click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, any pop-up that still needs to be reported will appear. If you are unable to answer the reporting pop-ups appropriately, please click the back button to temporarily bypass the measure. A notification will appear stating that the provider If you are unable to answer the reporting pop-ups appropriately, please click the back button to temporarily bypass the measure. A notification will appear stating that the provider participates in the PQRS program and that a response is required to proceed with the charge. A notification will appear stating that the provider participates in the A notification will appear stating that the provider participates in the PQRS program and that a response is required to proceed with the charge. This is to ensure that reporting is done on all eligible patients seen by this provider. The reporting is done on all eligible patients seen by this provider. When the continue button is clicked on, you will have to You will have to exit out of the charge entry screen, or you must obtain the appropriate responses for the measures, in order to complete the billing. Please note that if Medicare is the patient's secondary insurance provider, the reporting codes will be held. The reporting codes will be held while the claim is sent to the primary insurance provider. If the claim is forwarded to Medicare after the primary insurance, it will return through MedEnt, at which point the reporting codes will be added. Please note that if Medicare is the patient's secondary insurance provider, the reporting codes will be held while the claim is sent to the primary insurance provider. If the claim is forwarded to Medicare after the primary insurance, it will return through MedEnt, at which point the reporting codes will be added. This concludes the PQRS and ePrescribe reporting pop-up video tutorial. This concludes the PQRS and ePrescribe reporting pop-up video tutorial. This concludes the PQRS and ePrescribe reporting pop-up video tutorial.